All right, everyone, get ready for this, because today
mm-hmm.
we're taking a deep dive into something really interesting.
Yeah.
What Jesus actually said about heaven.
Mm.
You know, we hear about heaven all the time.
We do.
But have you ever gone straight to the source?
Straight to the source.
Yeah. Like, what did Jesus himself actually say about it?
I like it.
So we've got a bunch of readings from the Gospels here.
Okay.
And I'm super curious to see what stands out.
Yeah.
About what Jesus had to say on this whole heaven thing.
I think it's going to be really illuminating to kind of like bypass all the interpretations and traditions and stuff.
Right.
To just get to what he actually said.
Totally. Okay. So let's jump right in with this idea of heaven as home.
Okay.
That's in John 14:2-3.
Okay.
And Jesus describes it as like a father's house with many rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a place that he's preparing for his followers.
Yeah.
It's such a warm and inviting image.
It is. It is.
But I'm really curious from like a historical perspective, what would that image have meant to the people who were actually hearing Jesus speak back then?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Yeah.
It would have been so powerful.
Really?
And here's why. Imagine like you're living in this like tiny cramped house.
Okay.
Maybe just one room. You know?
Yeah.
And you're sharing it with your whole family.
Wow.
Maybe even animals.
Oh, my God.
Space was like a total luxury back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So for them to hear Jesus describing this like spacious, you know, mm-hmm. prepared dwelling.
Yeah.
It would have been mind-blowing.
Wow.
Almost like unimaginable in its comfort and abundance.
That puts it in a whole new light. Wow.
Right.
It makes you think about how much our own experiences shape how we even understand these concepts.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on to Matthew 6:20, where Jesus talks about storing up treasures in heaven.
Okay.
You know, I gotta be honest, sometimes I get a little too focused on earthly treasures, those shiny new gadgets or like a cozy sweater.
I hear you.
So help me out here. What did Jesus really mean by treasures in heaven?
Oh, that's a question that like people have been wrestling with for centuries.
Right.
It's not talking about like, you know, actual gold or physical possessions, but about the value of your actions.
Okay.
What if we thought about it like this? What if acts of charity, forgiveness,
yeah,
sharing the gospel, sharing your faith,
yeah,
those were actually investments with eternal returns?
Wow.
That's what Jesus is getting at. You know, it's
yeah.
like this total shift in perspective away from just the temporary stuff.
Right.
Towards what really matters, what has lasting significance.
So it's less about what we accumulate here and more about how we live.
Yeah.
And the impact we have.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
It's about, you know, challenging ourselves to like reevaluate our priorities.
Yeah.
And ask, what am I really investing in?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I putting my hope? You know.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
In Matthew 7:21, it says that not everyone who calls Jesus Lord gets into heaven. It's only those who actually do the will of God.
Wow. So it's not just about saying you believe.
Right.
It's about how you actually live.
Yeah, exactly.
That's powerful.
This passage really emphasizes that you gotta align your actions with your faith.
You do.
It's not enough to just talk the talk.
No.
Get to walk the walk.
You have to walk the walk.
And that brings up this whole other question. Like,
yeah.
what does it even mean to do the will of God
in
everyday life?
That's a question we could spend a whole nother deep dive on, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But we'll keep moving.
Okay.
Okay. So now we get to John 3.13.
Okay.
And Jesus says something super bold.
Oh.
He claims that he's the only one who's been to heaven and come back.
Wow.
Why is this statement so important for understanding his teachings about heaven?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Because it goes straight to the heart of like his authority and his divinity, right?
Right.
You know, he's not saying he's just another teacher.
Right.
Or a prophet or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he's the sole bridge
mm-hmm.
between heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And that changes everything.
It does.
About how we understand what he says about heaven.
It really adds a whole other dimension to it.
Totally.
It's like, okay, we need to really listen to what this guy is saying.
Yeah.
Okay, but then we have this incredibly moving story in Luke 23:43.
Right.
The repentant thief on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
Even at the moment of his death,
mm-hmm.
he's promised paradise.
Yeah.
What does that tell us about forgiveness and redemption?
That's a powerful story of God's grace, isn't it?
It is.
It shows that even at the last minute, there's a chance for reconciliation and a chance to enter paradise.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that it's never too late to turn to God seek forgiveness,
yeah,
and experience his mercy.
It really is such a beautiful story of hope.
It is.
Okay, last but definitely not least, we have these powerful parables in Matthew 13:4446. And heaven is described as this hidden treasure, a pearl of great price, something worth giving up everything for.
Those are vivid images.
They are.
They really drive home the immense value of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus was speaking in a language that his audience would get.
Right.
Like the thrill of finding something super precious, a discovery that would make any sacrifice worth it.
It makes you think about the lengths people go to for things they value here on earth, like finding the perfect house or getting their dream job.
Yeah, yeah.
Now imagine if we truly believed that heaven was that valuable.
Wow.
How would that change our choices, our priorities, our entire way of life?
It's a lot to consider for sure.
It is. It's a lot to unpack. Yeah. And that's just the beginning of our deep dive.
Oh, wow.
Stay with us as we explore even more of what Jesus revealed about this incredible reality that we call heaven.
I'm ready. Let's go. You know, one thing that really strikes me about all this is like Jesus doesn't really give us a detailed map of heaven.
Right.
Or like a list of rules.
Yeah.
He uses these super vivid images.
He does.
And parables and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's on purpose. You
know? It's like he wants us to really grasp the heart of it.
Exactly.
The essence of what it means to be in that heavenly realm.
Totally. And one thing that comes through so clearly is the relational nature of heaven. Like, think back to John 14, where Jesus talks about preparing a place for us in his Father's house.
Right. That image of heaven as home.
Exactly.
Place where you belong.
Yeah. It suggests that heaven is less about a physical location.
Okay.
And more about a state of being. It's about this perfect communion with God.
Yeah.
And with each other.
So maybe not so much about floating on clouds and playing harps.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe there's some of that too.
Right, right.
But the core idea is relationship.
Okay.
Deep connection.
Yeah.
Unity with God.
That's pretty fascinating when you think about it that way.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, but what about this whole idea of reward?
Okay.
That comes up in some of these passages. Like Matthew 5:12 talks about a great reward in heaven. What does that even look like? Are we like getting trophies or something?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think it's less about material rewards.
Okay.
And more about the fulfillment of like our deepest longings. You know, that deep joy of being in God's presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
That peace that transcends understanding.
Right.
The complete restoration of everything that's broken, you know.
So more of an inner state of being.
Exactly.
Like ultimate happiness.
Yeah. It's like the culmination of everything we were created for. But, you know, that brings up an interesting tension, right?
Oh, what's that?
If heaven is all about this amazing state of being.
Okay.
This perfect communion. Why does Jesus also emphasize our actions here on earth?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It almost seems contradictory.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, if grace is so central, why even stress actions at all?
That's a question that theologians have been debating for centuries.
Yeah, I bet.
Maybe it's not a contradiction, though. Maybe it's more like a reflection of how connected our earthly lives and our heavenly lives really are.
I'm not sure I follow.
Okay, think about it this way.
Okay.
If heaven is about aligning ourselves with God's will, about becoming more like him, then our actions here and now are kind of like practice for that ultimate reality.
So how we live here reflects our values and ultimately kind of prepares us for heaven.
Exactly. It's not about earning our way in by doing good deeds or anything.
Yeah.
It's about letting God's grace transform us so much that living in accordance with his will just becomes like our natural desire.
Okay, now I see how those pieces fit together. But honestly, the more we talk about heaven, the more mysterious it feels.
I know what you mean.
We get these little glimpses, these hints, but it's still so hard to wrap my mind around.
Maybe that's part of what makes it so captivating, though.
Yeah.
It's a mystery that invites us to keep seeking, to keep exploring, to keep deepening our relationship with God.
Yeah.
Heaven is this incredible destination that's pulling us forward.
Right.
But it's also a reality that can start changing us right now.
I like that, that heaven isn't just some far-off place.
Yeah.
But something that can actually impact our lives today.
Totally.
But how, though? What practical difference does all this heavenly talk make in our everyday lives?
Well, for one thing,
Yeah.
it can give us a sense of hope and purpose.
Mm.
You know, if you really believe that your life has eternal significance,
Okay.
that your struggles and your joys aren't meaningless,
Yeah.
it gives you strength to keep going,
That's true.
even when things get tough.
It's like having a bigger perspective,
Yeah.
knowing that there's more to life than just what we see right now.
Exactly. This hope can also inspire you to live with more compassion
Okay.
and love.
Mm.
If you truly believe that every person is destined for eternity,
Yeah.
that each of us carries the image of God,
Right.
it changes how you treat people.
That makes sense.
You recognize their inherent dignity and worth.
Wow. So believing in heaven doesn't just affect your own personal outlook,
right?
But it actually impacts how you interact with the whole world around you.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging the inherent dignity and worth of every person you meet.
It's easy to get caught up in your own little world sometimes
It is.
and forget about that bigger picture.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
But here's a thought.
Yeah.
If you really believe that heaven is like the ultimate treasure, how does that impact your decisions?
Yeah.
You know, how does it affect your priorities,
right?
Your goals,
well,
how you use your time and resources,
yeah.
Your relationships even?
Wow, that's a lot of questions.
I know, they're tough ones, right?
Yeah, it's like holding your entire life up to the light of eternity.
Wow.
And asking, does this really line up with what truly matters?
That's a powerful image.
Yeah.
It's this ongoing process, you know,
right.
Figuring out how to align our lives with the values of heaven.
Yeah, so it's not about becoming perfect overnight.
Right.
But just continually striving to live in a way that reflects our belief in heaven.
Exactly. It's about letting our faith infuse every aspect of our lives, from the little everyday things to the big life-changing decisions.
This has been so insightful.
Yeah.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of what Jesus taught about heaven.
I know, right?
I'm ready for more.
It's amazing, right?
It is.
We've uncovered so much.
We have.
But it feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, like just dipped our toes in the water.
Exactly. Like a topic we could spend a lifetime on.
It feels that way, yeah.
I think as we wrap up our deep dive into Jesus's teachings on heaven,
okay,
I'm struck by just how multifaceted it is.
Yeah, he paints such a diverse picture of it, doesn't he?
He really does.
It's a home. It's a reward.
Yeah.
It's a place that demands action.
Right.
And ultimately, it's something worth more than anything else.
It really is.
It can feel almost overwhelming.
I think that's intentional, though.
You do.
I think Jesus uses all these different images and metaphors because he wants us to grasp just how amazing heaven is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-size-fits-all concept,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
It speaks to our deepest desires.
Yeah.
For belonging.
Right.
For purpose. Mm-hmm. For ultimate fulfillment.
And while he doesn't give us all the details,
right.
He makes it clear that heaven is incredibly valuable.
He does.
Something worth sacrificing for. Even
sure.
Like those parables we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The hidden treasure.
Mm-hmm.
The pearl of great price. Those really drive that point home.
Absolutely. They highlight just how immeasurable the worth of the kingdom of heaven is.
Yeah. It's like he's saying, don't settle for those cheap imitations.
Mm.
The real deal is out there and it's worth giving up everything to find it.
Wow.
But how do we actually apply all of this to our lives, though?
Yeah, that's the question.
If heaven is really that life-changing, how should it affect our everyday choices?
Yeah.
What does it look like to live with that heavenly perspective?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
I think the answer is different for everyone.
Okay.
But there are some common threads in what Jesus taught.
Okay, I'm all yours.
Okay.
What are those threads?
Well, for starters, it begins with cultivating a deep relationship with God.
Okay.
That's like the foundation.
Right.
Where we find strength and guidance as we try to figure out life.
So prayer, studying the scriptures, spending time in reflection.
Yeah, all those things.
Those are all essential.
Absolutely. It's about staying connected to the source.
Okay, makes sense.
Another crucial aspect is loving our neighbors as ourselves.
Okay.
This comes directly from our love for God.
Right.
It's like the heart of heaven. You know, heaven's all about unity, compassion, selflessness.
So treating others with kindness, generosity, forgiveness.
Exactly.
Even when it's hard.
Yeah, even when it's really hard.
That can be tough.
It can.
But I see how it connects to the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's about extending grace to everyone around us.
Right.
Just like God gives us grace.
Okay, what else is important for living with that heavenly perspective?
Well, it involves detaching from material possessions
Okay.
and worldly ambition.
This takes us back to those treasures in heaven, right?
It does.
Like storing up those eternal treasures instead of chasing after worldly stuff.
Exactly. It's not about rejecting everything this world offers.
Okay.
It's more about holding on to it loosely, you know,
Right.
recognizing that our true fulfillment
Yeah.
is in something way bigger.
So it's about keeping our priorities straight,
Yeah.
focused on what really matters in light of eternity.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that require a lot of sacrifice?
It can, but the rewards are huge.
Okay.
When we live with this heavenly perspective, we find joy
Yeah.
in the simple things. We find peace even when things are crazy. And we find a purpose that's bigger than our circumstances.
It's almost like heaven isn't just a destination.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
Exactly.
It's transforming how we live right now.
I think you nailed it.
And that's the challenge Jesus leaves us with. It's not enough to just believe in heaven, you know?
Right.
We're called to let it transform us, to let its reality shape our thoughts, our actions, our relationships, everything.
So as we go about our week, our
Yeah.
lives, even
Yeah.
the question isn't just, do I believe in heaven? It's
Right.
how is my belief in heaven changing me?
That's a powerful question.
It is, isn't it?
It's a lifelong journey for sure.
It is.
Well, there you have it, everyone.
Yeah.
Our deep dive into what Jesus actually said about heaven.
It's been an adventure.
It has been enlightening, challenging, and even a little awe-inspiring.
Absolutely. We hope it sparks some new insights for you, our listeners.
And maybe some new questions too.
Yeah, for sure.
Because at the end of the day, the journey of understanding heaven, it's a personal one.
It is.
It's an ongoing exploration of what it means to live in light of eternity.
And on that note,
Yeah.
we'll leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
If heaven is as profound and transformative as Jesus describes,
Yeah.
how might that change the way you approach your life, your relationships, your
Yeah.
purpose in the world?
Until next time, everyone,
Yeah.
keep exploring
Keep questioning.
and keep seeking the truth that sets us free.